Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. As you are probably aware, here at Alice, we're Disney Central. And at about 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to be calling last week's grand prize winner. So if you were one of the people who qualified on Friday for the grand prize trip for four to Disneyland, totally different place. Be listening at 9 o'clock because we're going to call the winner. Please answer your phone if you would. I'm sure it'll say unknown caller.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Hopefully, Vaughn's handy camera work caught me launching that that lozenge that just went across the room.
Yeah, little spitballs.
Had to.
Well,
I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But there it was. Time to do a show. Here's what's happening. One of the big stories here locally is that
he caught it.
The Grand Princess cruise ship.
Yeah.
Has been off the coast here.
Just waiting.
In San Francisco in the Bay Area. Just with 3,500 passengers just waiting out what was to become of them, as there were people on board who were being tested for the coronavirus. They say
hopefully no one will have it.
There are at least 21 confirmed cases of coronavirus on board the Grand Princess cruise ship that plans to dock in the Port of Oakland today. That's right. They're bringing the ship ashore. Governor Gavin Newsom and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf reassured the public over the weekend, saying the disembarking process will be done with the public safety in mind. There are, again, more than 3,500 people from 54 countries expected to dock here in Oakland. Those who need acute medical care or hospitalization will come off first in a process that could take up to 3 days.
Mm.
So that's,
I'd be jumping off that ship by now. I'd be like, I'm just going to swim for it.
What one of the stories I heard is many people are stuck in their rooms.
Well, would you leave your room if you knew the coronavirus was running rampant?
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere.
But after how many days can you stay quarantined in a small space like that? That's tough. I don't know what these...
You want to be let go when they let you off the boat, though.
I'm not a cruise guy. In fact, actually, I should also mention, and I don't have the story in front of me, but the government's saying you should not take cruises right now.
Mm.
Which
Sorry,
is not great
cruise
for
industry.
The cruise industry, but a lot of industries. In fact, speaking of the stock market...
Don't even talk about it.
Is tanking in a way you can't believe.
Just don't even think about it. Just don't look.
Stocks plunged 7% on Wall Street today, triggering a trading halt for 15 minutes. The steep drop followed similar falls in Europe after a fight among major crude producing countries. Isn't that Saudi and Russia?
Yeah.
Jolted investors already on edge about the widening fallout from the outbreak of the new coronavirus. London, Frankfurt, they all dropped more than 7%.
Oh,
Italy dropped 11%.
It's a bloodbath out there, people.
Yeah, it sure is.
So they're busing these people from the cruise ship?
Yes, they'll be taking them to the base in is it Fairfield and another base down south in San Diego?
Right. And then getting the people who don't live in this country out, they're chartering jets for them. Like, okay, we're going to let your country worry about this.
Oh, I thought they were being quarantined first for the...
I'm sure they're going to let whatever their country decides because that... Well, that's what KCBS reported this morning. Okay. And I thought, well, I guess I would want to go back to my own country and let them deal with me there. Let's hope they do.
I assume...
54 different countries, though. I never would have thought that there'd be all, you know...
Well...
I don't know. I just think like old people from around here on the cruises. But turns out, the world loves cruising.
I don't.
No. And I gotta say, poor cruise industry, because... God, there's always some bad news coming out of cruises.
Well, that's what I feel, you know.
It's all the people together in one place.
Stuck on one boat. I mean, it's the food poisoning alone has been the one that you kind of go, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sick? The whole thing's turning around and going home?
Well, we all ate.
There now have been 21 deaths in the U.S. from COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, with more than 550 confirmed cases. They say the strategy has now moved from attempting to contain the coronavirus, which is not possible, to mitigate it. Mm. Many cancellations will continue through the week as stuff comes up where they haven't even gotten around to canceling it yet, but they will.
Yeah. I have some cancellations. Just, you know, big parties, things people look forward to all year, buy their tickets for long in advance. No, we're not doing that.
Costco, for its purposes, is suspending its free samples indefinitely over the coronavirus. So
that's
no
a good
more
idea. No more free lunch.
People gathered around the snack table.
Sure. It is nice grazing in there, though. Oh, sure. I'd love to try that.
Coronavirus is definitely causing a big hit to tourism, except in one place, Disney World.
Oh.
People aren't canceling.
It's an expensive trip.
And
we planned this and the kids will kill us. If
you
we
wrongly
don't go.
Already told the kids is what yeah. I was thinking. Like, that's the one where you just go.
These kids will go on strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, like that would be one of the toughest places because people stand in the lines. They put their hands on them. I mean,
of course
just...
it's the toughest place. And I'm not saying I would go, but I also just spent the weekend in the house due to rain and the sicknesses that have been going through my house. And after 2 days trapped in the house, you start to go,
I'll risk it. We're going to Disneyland, kids.
Eesh.
Right.
This story out of Japan, a guy who just found out he had coronavirus decided to go bar hopping because he wanted to spread it.
What?
That guy.
He did it on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
So there should be criminal charges for
I kind of start to, I'm starting to, you know, a lot of
we
people
should make an example
in,
of this guy.
This is no HIV, and yet people were saying, when we first talked about it last week, they're saying, you can get in trouble for making someone sick. If you know you have HIV and you bone them without protection, you have put them at serious risk.
Sure.
Knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be brought up on charges for that. So.
And people die of the flu, too. I mean, you if you're knowingly infecting other people, you're a first-class a-hole, and you should... spend some time in prison. I mean, is that too harsh?
It's not.
Even if it's just a little time, like someplace awful. Like in Sweden, those awful jails there.
There's a British company that studies viruses and is one of the many groups working like crazy to find a vaccine or a cure for coronavirus. They need people with the virus to study.
Oh.
And they're paying up. They're
really?
Looking for volunteers to intentionally infect with the virus for $4,550. Would you do it?
No.
I would
oh,
have.
Oh, Brandon will totally do it. Brandon's hand shut up.
As I was a young man, there would have and for $5,000.
Right. How do we get Brandon in touch with these people? That'll be interesting. We'll talk to you every day on the show.
You live in their lab in London for 2 weeks.
All right.
So 2 weeks of free rent plus the $4,500.
That's it? Only 2 weeks? What if you get it?
Yeah, you'll be on the tail end of it, I would guess. Anyway.
He's so into it. He's like quivering with excitement.
I mean, I've heard that people my age aren't that at risk. It's just like
So you take for $5,000, you're taking a chance.
And if they kept me away from people, I wouldn't want it because I wouldn't want to give it to you guys especially.
Oh, but, thank you.
if I just like got $5,000 to go have the flu for 2 weeks, for sure. Oh. Absolutely.
Well, let's contact them.
Good money. I just had the flu, and I can tell you, if you haven't had the flu in a while, the flu sucks. Mm. So anyone who's like, oh, it's kind of just a bad flu is really bad. Mm. It really sucks.
You get delirious.
You don't want it.
You're actually like, I wish I would just die right now. Just kill me.
And I don't even think I had it bad, but it was really just the cough. Like, the flu can also include digestion.
Uh-huh. Top and bottom.
Right. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I was just coughing.
I feel like I've had the flu before. Like, I feel like...
Of course you have. Everyone's had the flu
before.
Yeah,
I mean, but I always confuse it with, like, that 24-hour bug, you know? Like, where you know, when you're a kid, you get that, you barf and...
Yeah, that's not... No, the
evacuate
flu,
everything.
The flu, like, I'm... So, tomorrow is 2 weeks. I'm still coughing.
I know. Poor thing.
So, I mean, that's 2 weeks. The flu's no joke. And the coronavirus.
That's right, because you came in that Monday, right?
Monday I was fine.
Oh, and Tuesday you came in.
Is the day I came in when I wouldn't have.
Right.
I woke up in the morning and went, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, bailing on you guys was probably the smartest move, and yet I felt like bailing on you guys was...
None of us caught it, so it worked out. But yeah, in the future, if you wake up feeling crappy, please, by all means. And I'll do it too. Like, I think that's...
No, you drag your ass in here.
Oh, all right.
Nope. Yeah, Sarah,
get
in
right
good,
in
though.
Here. No, too bad. Sorry. Sucks to be you. Get in here.
If I figure it out
you
the night before...
You go to Scott Kapura's show asking for the coronavirus.
I wasn't asking for it.
That lady practically barfed in your mouth.
Oh, my God. She really did. I was really afraid I was going to get barfed
on. What
are
you doing?
She was hanging on me.
Well, and so there you were asking for it.
I wasn't asking for it. If anything, I was, you know, trying to give off body language. It was like, don't barf on me.
I mentioned Costco earlier as they've taken the free snacks out of the aisles.
Yeah.
Due to coronavirus.
That's
the
right decision.
Is another Costco story. They say, in case you didn't know, Costco sells diamond rings.
Yeah, I knew that.
And they don't sell them, you know, in four packs. They're legit diamond rings. Last year, someone bought a 10-carat diamond engagement ring at Costco for $420,000.
Wow.
Now someone's beat that. During Costco's most recent earnings call, their CFO revealed someone bought a diamond ring at Costco in the past few months for, quote, over $600,000.
Oh, boy. I can't even believe they would stock things that were that expensive, you know? Like, it wouldn't be where I would go if I was going to drop $600,000 on a ring.
No, well, I'm assuming that they've...
But I bet at a... That Tiffany, if you bought that same stone in the Tiffany setting, I bet it would be $2 million.
I guess you'd have to know diamonds or care nothing about money. That you...
Or both.
Yeah, maybe.
Because really, I mean, who among us is, you know, we're not dropping 600 grand at a Costco. I mean, over our lifetimes we will,
yes.
For sure, but...
A woman named Ruth Bryant recently celebrated her 100th birthday. What do they call that? A centenarian?
Centenarian? Centenarian. Let's go with that.
What is it, though?
I think it's centenarian. I'm not positive, though. That is a hard one. Good
anyway.
Question.
Ruth Bryant recently celebrated her 100th birthday in Roxboro, North Carolina.
Roxboro.
This is what she asked for.
Okay.
She's been a law-abiding citizen her whole life. But she's always thought it would be fun to get arrested.
Oh.
So some local cops came by and made it happen for
her.
They showed up at her assisted living center and arrested her in front of all her friends. They came up with some fake charges.
Oh, nice.
They accused her of going to a nearby fire department and flashing people. Then they cuffed her and put her in the squad car.
All right. They processed her and everything, too? Mugshot? Woo!
She actually pretended to fight back at one point and started kicking.
Oh.
Then they took her to the station and booked her.
Careful, lady.
She even had a mugshot taken.
All right. They throw her in the lockup?
They did. She only spent a few minutes in an actual cell, but she loved the whole thing. They let her take an orange shirt home with her, too.
Oh, that's actually a great story.
Is it?
Sure.
Centenarian.
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 Is that what we said?
I think I said centenarian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Centen.
Centenarian.
The hardest part of getting arrested might have been getting in and out of the cop car. She told police they should find whoever makes car seats so low and arrest every one of them.
Oh, well, really any seat. It's difficult when you're 100.
Right. Cute, right?
Very. I like that story. Everybody should get their wish on their 100th birthday. I mean, within reason.
Have you ever been cuffed and stuffed?
No.
Never?
Never. I mean, I've gotten tickets. That's about as far as it's ever gone.
Did you ever get pulled over? Let me ask you this. You went through a phase where you had some, where you were enjoying cocaine. You liked the smell of that stuff. Did you ever get pulled over while that was in your car?
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
So you're driving around with it and you never...
I feel like I would remember that, right? Because you'd be so like, oh my God! Trying not to give it away. No, I don't have anything in here. There's nothing. You've no reason you'd want to look at the glove compartment or in any of my pockets because I'm just driving down the street, just minding my own business.
Yeah, I think you would remember that.
I would. I've just, I've always been kind of a slow driver. Just take it easy.
Well, that's...
Especially if I had drugs on me. I'm like, let's go 1 mile beneath the speed limit.
I'm sure that's a tip off for the police.
Yeah, I don't know. I know.
I'm going to go 3 miles over.
One of the things that I, because I definitely drove around with pot in the car or underage with alcohol in the car. And there's no question that it suddenly, you just driving straight is a thing. Like you're just like, oh my God, I cannot hold this wheel straight. Yeah. What is the deal with that?
Something wrong with my tires. I feel like it just keeps on.
Oh, you know that feeling.
Oh my God, I do.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
I don't understand why.
Is it because there's a cop behind you?
Yes.
Is that why? Okay.
Yes.
Has everyone...
staring at the rear view mirror more than I am ahead of me.
Of course you are. So I'm going to guess right now. Nicole, you've never been cuffed and stuffed.
No.
Brandon, hasn't. I would have guessed you have.
I have not.
I know Bryn has. And Vaughn, I will say Vaughn has also been cuffed and stuffed.
Oh, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
We're 50% on this show.
It's very strange that you don't have a more vivid memory of being scared out of your... scared bleepless trying to drive straight with something that's illegal in your car.
I'm telling you, I just never would see cops, I guess. I don't know. I lived in the boondocks, you know. It's not... I say Boston, but it was not Boston. It was... an hour south of Boston, in cow country, for God's sake, in Massachusetts. Like, there's just windy back roads. It's like I drove through the woods everywhere I went. That's where how you got anywhere.
Really?
Taking like a little two-track road through the woods. That's it. Like, what? There's going to be cops? What, behind the rock?
I felt like I always was taking precautions and always freaking out. And sometimes there were times where I put it in the, you open your gas cap.
Yeah.
I put my weed inside the... out, so it was outside the car,
because
I felt like somehow I'd have some deniability if it were found.
Somebody must have put that in there at the gas station. I'd be afraid my gas thing would pop open, you know?
Well, look, I mean, I was afraid of all of it, believe me, but the last thing I needed was trouble. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 916 says, I will gladly follow anything Sarah wants for booby pics.
I'm not going to do that. They're
you
not
do want to see them, too. They're, like, perfect. They're spectacular.
How do you know? Stop it.
Oh, my God. When did I...
don't,
96.
Just don't even... They were, just sure. And fine. And yes, gotten, I'm so sure that 24 years ago you saw them.
I did.
You must have had a dream about it or something. Become this,
you
this
and your
mythical
denying.
Thing that you've seen.
Yeah. Yes.
And listen, even if you had seen them back then, you'd be very disappointed with what's going on there.
I
now.
Wasn't. Oh, now?
Yeah.
They're bigger now.
And less attractive.
Oh,
weirdly.
Sure. Whatever you say. Lying liar says what?
Does that ever work on anyone?
I saw a story this weekend that Aaron Carter was considering lasering off that face tattoo, but instead got another tattoo artist to fix it.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
I don't know.
I thought it was like some lady in the forest or something.
I don't know.
Can't remember what it was. It looked like foliage on the side of his face. I actually didn't think it was bad as far as face tattoos go, you know?
It's really?
Like he's a good-looking guy. I mean, I know he's got a bunch of problems, so I always feel bad for people who are, like, now also scarring their faces up. But I thought it was, you know, artwork wise, I thought, oh, that's
clearly
a quality
for someone
job.
Who's, you know, I told you I was in the city on Friday after work. Mm-hmm. I left here and then roamed around for a while. And I always have loved walking around in San Francisco. I just have. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that you will encounter without question if you walk around long enough is a human being in crisis.
Yes.
And there's no doubt that I walked past a guy who was coming undone. Oh. And there were people there. I don't believe they were police. They were in a white shirt, uniform shirt, and black pants.
Almost like homeless advocate.
Something like that. People. I don't know. I don't know who they were. But they were there listening to him, but he was in full-blown crisis. Oh. And you just see that and go, oh, that's awful. That this person's on the sidewalk having major.
Right.
And I don't know. You walk by. What are you going to do? Stare? Right. It's not like I could do anything. But have you seen Amanda's tattoo? It's not the kind that people pay for. Yeah, but somebody. I mean, they didn't do it with a guitar string.
Is that a way?
Well, it's one of the ways in jail, I think, that they use a guitar string to.
Seems like they wouldn't give them because you could garrote someone with that, you know?
They don't also give them cell phones or drugs, but those seem to show up in jail as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like a dangerous thing to give somebody who also has a shiv. I don't know.
I talked to Loren at Spider Murphy's about you guys when I go in.
Oh, Laurent?
Laurent? Is that how do you say it?
It's spelled Laurent.
Uh-huh.
It's Laurent. Laurent Trelon. Oh, so I meant to tell you, and we'll do it on Tattoo Tuesday, but I started following him, and I'm like, duh, of course he has a freaking, I'm like, hey, do you have an Instagram? Then I just searched him. Sure enough, there it is. So I'm like,
you're practically his aunt, and you didn't even know that?
What do I know, you know? So I started following him. So if you want to follow him, follow me, Clarky Clark, on Instagram. Please follow me. And then I follow Laurent on there if you want to see his artwork. It's cool. He has like his own certain style. Like, I guess every tattoo artist has their own particular style.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Vin Hassan, Brinny Boy, Nicole_DeJesu, Vonda Wizard, Brandon, who does not have social media. Don't follow
post
him.
Post things. People are following Star Spielberg, and she's one post.
Yeah.
And
don't
she's
follow
got 76,000 followers.
We're constantly posting things.
And Sarah, you've gotten quite prolific.
Well, thank you, Vinny. It's probably, I mean, I don't know how many times I can take the same shot of a tree, but.
Well, your backyard's pretty great looking.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. I don't want to say more coronavirus, but that's definitely part of it.
Yikes. Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.